Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
We've been talking about that tense meeting that's likely to take place later on today between Stanley McChrystal, the general in Afghanistan, and President Obama. Later on this week, another meeting, not likely to be tense, but probably equally important. Rupert Wingfield Hayes joins us from our partner, the BBC, from Moscow. Dmitry Medvedev, the Russian president, will begin his first visit to the U.S. and will meet with President Obama tomorrow. Good morning, Rupert.
Good morning.
You know, Medvedev has an interesting agenda, which both indicates how much the U.S.-Russian relationship has changed during this administration. What's at the top of that agenda? What Medvedev wants to get from Obama, his meeting here in Washington?
Well, I think there's two parts to this trip. I mean, first of all, this is the most high-profile trip that President Medvedev has probably ever done because this is his first visit as president to the United States. So it's a chance for him to burnish his image on the international stage and to stand shoulder to shoulder with the U.S. president, which is always something that politicians around the world like to do. It's a chance to build on the relationship that has been reconstructed over the last 12 to 18 months since President Obama came to the White House, the reset of relations between Russia and the United States that led a few months ago to the signing of a New START nuclear treaty that will dramatically reduce the nuclear stockpiles in the United States and in Russia. So these are all things that they will want to talk about and want to show are very important. But there is another agenda that President Medvedev has in going to the States. It's interesting that he's starting his trip in California. He's going to meet with the leaders of companies in Silicon Valley. And what he really wants to get is American high-tech companies to come and invest here in Russia in high-tech industry.
And we're talking with Apple, we're talking with Google, Twitter, and Cisco. Those are all on the itinerary. I mean, what sorts of investments is he looking for? Actual subsidiaries to go over there, or more in the way of capital investments in Russian companies?
Well, Russia is setting up what it's calling its own version of Silicon Valley. It's building a whole new city, a high-tech city outside Moscow. This is really modeled on what China has done outside Beijing, what India has done down in Bangalore. And it wants what has happened in China, which is for companies like Microsoft, like Google, like Cisco, to come and set up headquarters or overseas headquarters, if you like, in Russia, and to do research and development on new products in Moscow. And to kickstart Russia's high-tech industry, because Russia's economy is terribly dependent on oil. And President Medvedev says he wants to get Russia away from oil and into to build a new economy here.
Since you raise oil, and I know you hate two-part questions, but I got to give you this at the end of the segment here, Rupert. Any chance BP is going to go up up on this meeting? The BP has an enormous investment in Russia, and what is the possibility that Medvedev is trying to raise his own profile over that of Vladimir Putin, which everyone always believes is behind the scenes in everything in Russia?
Well, I'll take the second part first, if I may.
You go.
Yes, I think President Medvedev may well be trying to raise his profile because everybody thinks that he's not as powerful as former President Putin, who's now the Prime Minister. So it's a good chance for him to do that. On the BP front, they will certainly talk about it. Russia is concerned with what's going on in the Gulf of Mexico. BP is the biggest foreign oil producer in Russia. So any effect on BP's oil price, share price, I should say, is something that Russians are worried about.
Very interesting stuff. Rupert Wingfield. Hayes from our partner, the BBC, reporting from Moscow on the meeting between Dmitry Medvedev and Obama later this week as he begins a U.S. trip.